Could I come back again?
Sure.
Thank you. We don't have any of these around here to speak of, but where the country isn't flat, but...
Hills or mountains?
Uh-huh. And how about high, flat land? Any special name you have for that?
That's a mesa, or a plateau.
And flat, grassy country?
Meadow.
And in the river valley, if you have an area of low ground.
You mean a riverbed?
Yeah, you call that ground anything special? You can grow corn better in...
Well, I think they call it
down there in
low ground.
You ever hear bottom land?
Bottom land, yes, that's what it'd be.
And if this is wet and has cattails growing in it, you'd say
it's a marsh.
I don't know if this term is going to be good here, but when they where you have an artificial water supply brought in, let's say there's a dam, and the farmers use this water from the dam, it comes to them in a...
Well, they have what they call a pump house.
Well, let's suppose it's just an open stream sort of thing. Irrigating their land from this.
Well, I don't know what that would be unless you'd call it just a ditch.
Let's see now. What are some of the streams we have around here? Names of?
Well, we have Stillwater Creek, Cow Creek, and then the Cimarron River, and Boomer Creek, and Long Branch. That's about 12 or 15 miles, 20 miles north, however.
You know, I haven't caught any fish in any of them.
I haven't been fishing for a long time. But that's about all the creeks or streams there is around here.
Where the stream, let's say where a stream runs down to the Cimarron and then backs up for a ways, do you call that anything special where it's backed up there?
Well, I don't get just exactly what you mean, but then... No, I don't know what you have reference to.
Slough?
Well, it could be a slough, yes.
Did you use that term as a boy?
Yes. Generally, that's just a little old pond, though.
Oh.
Is a slough, it wouldn't be where one stream goes into the other.
How about bayou? Did people use that?
No, that's Louisiana.
Too far south.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out just how far north these terms come,
yes.
So I may ask you some of them.
Yeah, I never heard of use that at all here.
Now, if we have in the field where it has rained and the soil is washed away, and there's this thing coming down, what would you call that? The field is level and it rains and it washes a little bit.
A gully.
How about a dry stream bed?
Well, if that's all I know, it'd be just a river bed or a creek bed.
On the farms now, they're making artificial bodies of water for their stock. Is this an old practice? Or is this relative?
Well, I don't think it's particularly new. But they're making more of them now. Because you take a farmer, years ago, he had a pond on his farm for his stock to get water, see, when they're out in the pasture. Of course, he may have a well at the house that he waters them when they're up to the house, too. But I don't think this pond business is anything new, but as I say, they're making more of them now.
What do you call